I just saw Infinity Wars right now. I don't know what to say. My mind is really fucking distorted right now. I don't know. I cannot talk. So I will continue this episode later. So I don't know. I just reached home. I don't know. Is it fair to cry for Infinity Wars or not? My heart is like fucking broken right now. I don't know what to say. I don't know. Should I tease it or should I keep it or should fuck? Probably should not spoil it, but I will, because now I'm feeling some creative fucking emotions and I wanna let them out. I'm still shaking. It's been 30 minutes. It's been 30 fucking minutes and I'm still shaking. Ouch. Like, everybody in the fucking universe died. Like, everyone. 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 So, this is what happened. Probably gonna go and watch it again with some... Ouch, bro. Like, it hurts. It hurts. It's gonna hurt. You need to see that movie. You need to see Infinity fucking Wars. Infinity fucking War. Because... They're gonna tease it. They will tease it. They will kill us. They'll kill us for a year. They will tease, 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 tease. They will kill us with teasers. They will kill us with fucking teasers. So, there was one end credit scene. Everybody dies. Everybody dies. Everybody dies. Like, everybody dies. Should I spoil it? Captain Marvel is not in the movie, but there's a little logo. Nick Fury dials and sends something to someone, and then he is vaporized, if you know what vaporized mean. If you have seen comics and shows, he gets vaporized and he dies. So the last end credit scene shows us a sign of Captain Marvel. Miss Marvel, they named this time. In the movies, they named her Captain Marvel. But oh, fuck my life, bro. Like, ouch. It hurts. I am feeling so many emotions and it hurts. So first of all... I just saw the movie. It's 5 p.m. but I went for a, I think, 1:15 show. So I went for a 1:50 show. Really fucking unprepared for this shit. But ouch, this was the fucking best Marvel movie ever made, and. Ouch, they're gonna I'm gonna die in a year, like. So, first of all, the movie starts. It is Thanos fucking up Asgard. The leftover of Asgard, almost Asgard dies. Asgard, no, I don't think any Asgardian survived. Loki dies. Loki tries to kill Thanos with a tricky mischief blade and he dies, and then Thor is almost on the verge of dying, and Hulk is about to die, but the Heimdall summons dark magic and sends him to Earth. So Thor with the rest of the planet blows up. Heimdall dies, Loki dies. Fuck, so much death. Then like in comics, Silver Surfer crashes into Doctor Strange's house, same way Marvel made this time Hulk crashed into Doctor Strange's cemetery. I think it's called cemetery. Ouch. So then he tells Doctor Strange about Thanos, and Doctor Strange goes and asks for help to Tony Stark, the two most stubborn people in the MCU, probably, leave Loki because he died. But ouch, it hurts. After that, Doctor Strange goes to Tony Stark, and ouch. So the movie's really funny, but at the end you come out of that theater heartbroken, and this is the 1 year tease. Marvel is giving you a 1 year heart fucking break just to get back together with you next year. You don't want to break your fucking heart, bro. This is the greatest movie of our generation, and humans will never experience anything like this ever again. Even if you have kids, even if you get married, even if you fall in love, this is the movie. I'm gonna watch it at least 110 times this year. It hurts, bro. So that what happened, and then Hulk is there, and then I think they show Vision and Scarlet Witch, and they both are in love. That's what I said in my previous episodes, that they should make a Scarlet Witch and Vision romantic movie, but they fucking did it not, and now Vision is dead. Fuck. So Scarlet Witch is also dead, but she's vaporized, so maybe she can come back. So couple characters really died, and couple characters are vaporized, and the whole universe died. Nick Fury just sent a distress signal to Captain Marvel, and we hope Captain Marvel is not dead. I hope so. If she's dead, then probably they will show something like the universe is balanced, and when you kill people, Captain Marvel did not die because she has cosmic power of Infinity Stones. Captain Marvel, they will do some history like the first Captain Marvel was born with the Infinity Stones. Oh, blah 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 blah. To do some crazy ass shit, but she's gonna save the fucking world, so I cannot wait for the movie. So biggest mistake I made, I haven't seen Black Panther. Please, 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 I fucking request you, watch all movies then go, because it is a standalone movie, and if I watch Black Panther now, everything would be fine. I think so, but it's completion. It gives you fucking closure. I have closure. I'm heartbroken. I am torn apart into pieces, and like every character vaporized. My heart got vaporized, and it feels fucking shit. I know they're gonna make a movie Avengers Infinity War next year. But they said Thanos in the end credits, they said Thanos will return. They did not say any other character will return. They fucking said that, oh, everybody's gonna die. Mark Ruffalo said that everybody's gonna die and nobody fucking believed it. I just thought it was a joke or something. I thought Doctor Strange would bring them back, but fuck that shit. Ouch. I was wrong. I was kind of wrong. I was kind of right about Hawkeye not being there, Ant-Man not being in the movie. Ant-Man was not in the movie. Hawkeye was not in the movie. Any other character? There was Red Skull in the movie, so Red Skull became a holy guardian of... He knows the holy way of Soulstone. Holy way of Soulstone. So, it's confusing. But please, watch all movies before going. My friend did not watch a couple of movies. And he was like, who's Red Skull? He was calling him Hydra. So, fuck him. Just watch all movies, then go. So, first of all, the fight scenes were so... Thanos wasn't fighting that much. Thanos was just acting. Because he thought, I'm the fucking king. Bitch, I'm the king. It was like, fuck! Like, there was a... Gamora died. Everybody got vaporized. But I think they can come back. Gamora died. Thanos loves Gamora as a daughter. That was the emotional part. Tony Stark was funny. Peter Quill was funny. Peter Parker was funny. Thor was funny. Guardians of the Galaxy were funny. But there was fun. There was love. There was like this. No sex, but kisses. They were like. There was Captain America, there was government, and but I think Doctor Strange giving up his time stone was so unexpected. I thought there was going to be something. There's going to be something. He's going to take back that stone and he's going to stop everything from happening. But Captain Marvel, greatest. Captain Marvel is going to save the universe. Probably, I don't know what will happen. This is a really unexpected time. I can talk about this whole day. I'm going to talk about this whole day. I'm just going to sip my Noli, only water. Just going to sip my water and talk to you. Ouch. So, let's talk about Children of Thanos. They were proved to be really weak. Because, like, one, they died easily. Children of Thanos died easily, but Thanos, like, fucked it up. They destroyed Vision Stone, Thanos reversed time, and then brought Vision back just to take the stone and kill him. And it just cripples you to see that movie, and... It will feel like, I don't know, it was just... I have all these emotions going on. Marvel is my fucking life. Marvel is my only thing that I value more than anything, because nothing in life is continuous, and like life, Marvel never end, because Disney's gonna drop another movie, and all the every nothing matters now. I always say that nothing matters, but literally nothing matters now. Only no one on Earth can do anything because everybody's vaporized. Only they did not show Tony Stark dying and Captain America dying. So I think they both can be alive. They both can be something. But I don't know. First of all, let me talk about the movie. Then I will talk about what I think will happen next. So they showed the dwarf on Nivadlir, the one who made Thor's hammer. I don't know what his name was, but in comics, I think he was actually a dwarf. Here he was a giant, but dwarf giant. I think the actor who plays Tyrion in Game of Thrones, he played it, but I don't know for sure. I'm not researching. I'm just straight out of my head. I'm just saying things straight out of my head. I just watched the movie 58. I just came home 58 minutes ago. So please bear me something. So what else was there? Thor got a new hammer, Stormbreaker. As per rumors, there was a lot of fucking rumors. There were a lot of rumors. Like 20% were true. So I'm gonna keep my phone down. So hats off to every fucking person who leaked the rumor, but. So Thor got new hammer. Black Widow did not have really much to do. She got new weapons, but she did not have really much to do in the movie. They will give her a separate movie. Like I'm 100% sure they are giving Hawkeye a separate movie. Probably Hawkeye is on some mission or shit. To family stuff, and same as Scott Lang, Ant-Man's Hawkeye and Ant-Man are there would be a separate movie, or there would be a movie that Ant-Man and the Wasp is a prequel to Infinity War. So in the timeline, it is before Infinity Wars. Scott, this can never dream of such a movie that all the main characters are dead. Everybody's dead, like every human on fucking earth and any person is dead, they're dead. But I think Thanos left half of the planet. It could be possible because he says that he only kills half a plant so that half could survive. Probably that is the reason. I don't know, but Groot gave up his arm, but it grew back. But Groot gave up his arm to make the handle for Stormbreaker, Thor's new hammer. There's a lot of things. You need to see that movie. You need to see Avengers Infinity War. Otherwise, you're missing out on the greatest. This movie is going to do at least $2 billion in revenue as comparing to Deadpool. And I was thinking Infinity War will do at least $2 billion. 3 billion. It's gonna get an Oscar. It will get an Oscar. If Oscar is for movies, I don't know. It will get an Oscar. It will get so many awards. It will get so many awards. I can... It will get so many awards. We'll get so many awards. It will do at least $2-3 billion in whole. It will. These are predictions. It will get a Oscar nomination. There were less songs in it, so not the best soundtrack for a movie. Won't get that. But today is 27 April. This is Tushar Gulati, aka Tagman, aka Tag, aka Applied Emotions, or whatever the fuck you wanna call me. And I just don't know. This is gonna be the greatest movie of our generation, and greatest, like, only Marvel can beat its movies. If Galactus or someone else comes along, if they include X-Men or something, it will not be. This is a 2-year tease. 2-year tease. This is a 2-year tease. It's like part one and part two, but part two. It's confusing, bro. Like, literally confusing. And this will be the greatest movie of our whole generation. If not, only Marvel can beat this movie with another sequel. Marvel is the greatest. If you accept it now, you will have thrill and joy. If you don't, you are missing out on so much. This will be the greatest movie of our fucking generation. I just kind of lost the motivation to give spoilers, because I think you should go and enjoy the movie. So I'm just going to jump in predictions now. This is it. If you want to talk about the movie, if you want to just like chop up and talk, I would just text me on applied_emotions, applied APPLIED _ emotions, EMOTIONS on Instagram, and we're gonna be talking passionately about this wonderful, amazing greatness that just dropped today. So let's jump into what I think will happen next. Spoilers, I can give you spoilers all day, but You need to see the movie. So, predictions. So, we know Captain Marvel is going to save the day. Captain Marvel probably saved the whole fucking universe from Thanos. And, ouch, that is weird, because we haven't been introduced to Captain Marvel, and we don't know who will come back, who will not come back. I think this can go two ways. First way, Tony Stark, half of the universe is the thing. Half of the universe is... they did that thing in comics. Someone was telling me that half of the universe vanishes when Thanos gets the gauntlet to balance the universe. So I think that this is that thing. This should be that thing, right?
Tony Stark is alive. Captain America is alive. Alive. Captain Marvel is alive. Everyone, almost everyone, is dead. Now they can introduce a couple other people. So I think that they can go the team up route, or they can go the fuck which again the second route. Second route is only Captain Marvel is alive because she is a cosmic being, and she have Captain Marvel is something. And then the whole world tries to. Only Captain Marvel's life, and she kills Thanos to wield the Infinity Gauntlet, and then saves the. I don't know. I just got really rusty. Fuck! What can they do? I'm gonna come up with more theories later, but for now, I think for sure, Captain Marvel is going to save the day. Captain Marvel is what is the hope in the movie. But in Avengers 4, I think they will do something with Iron Man and Captain America. So I think that can be possible. I think 1,000,000%. This is the greatest fucking movie of our generation, and I'm just closing this episode. I will come up with more theories later. This was just a really emotional reaction to the whole. Ouch! This feels like a 3-hour teaser which you have cared about for at least 10 years, and I need Avengers 4 and. I think you need Avengers 4, and if you see the movie, you're going to come out of the theater heartbroken, but with a little pinch of hope, little pinch that, yep, Avengers 4 is coming, and, like, fuck, like, Avengers 4 is, we know that. Avengers 4 exists, so I think so. You should watch Avengers Infinity War. I cannot emphasize more on the fact that this will win Oscars, and this is the greatest movie of our generation. Not because I care about Marvel, because this is something new. Marvel is changing the whole game. Disney is changing the whole game. I actually hate Disney, but someday I was thinking about someday buying Marvel, but then I thought it will go a little over the edge. Because I will change things that I don't like. I don't like them. Let them muting all the dickheads and fuckwords in India. India has a real. I live in India. India has a real fucking problem that they don't. They muted all the fuckwords, and the jokes were like, they were like going through your head. You were just thinking about what mute word would he say, or is it a dick, or is it a fuck, or is it shit, or is what. So that's the only problem I saw in the movie. The movie is fucking perfect. Perfection, perfection, perfection. I respect Kevin Feige so much. I respect Marvel so much. Marvel is my fucking life. Marvel is my fucking religion. And Marvel is my fucking escapism. So. I just I just believe that this is the thing. This is Marvel, and Marvel is gonna change the whole Hollywood, and this is the thing.
So these were my raw opinions on. And do I really need to say the name? These were raw opinions by Tag on Avengers Infinity War, the greatest movie of our generation, and I'm just looking forward to you listening to this episode. I've poured my heart and soul into this episode. Thank you all for listening, and I love you guys. I'm a little emotional because Infinity Wars, but I love you guys. If you listen to this episode, I owe you my fucking life. You mean everything to me. If you show me love, you mean everything to me. So this was your boy Tag, aka Tagman, aka Tushar Gulati, aka Applied Emotions, and this episode should be the greatest episode I have ever made. Peace. So, by the way, just in addition to my predictions, I was just in my head, I was reevaluating things. He probably wiped out half of the life on every planet so that he could balance the universe, so that poverty and the other stuff does not exist. He wanted his main motivation was he did not want for other planets what happened to him, what particularly happened to his planet. So, talking about Thanos, so he wipes out the life of all planets. So, probably like out of 8 billion people, 4 billion people are alive. So, there are a lot of dead people. So, my is very famous. So, I think they did this just to shorten the things. His motivation, Thanos is over. Thanos is just sitting in the sunset. He does not have an infinity gauntlet. His life is over. He completed his life's mission that he was just his survivor from his planet. He just completed his life's mission to bash the whole universe. And I think there's when Mr. Death etc. comes in. That will be like Avengers 6. But this is the thing. I think Tony Stark is alive. Because people were with the snap of his finger, he killed people at random. So like Spider-Man is dead, Black Panther is dead, Tony Stark is alive, the other Captain America is alive. We don't know about Ant-Man and Hawkeye. Black Panther is dead, and only Tony Stark. Tony Stark and Captain America are alive. At last, he sent Nick Fury and Maria Hill sent a distress signal to Captain Marvel to like save the universe or something. So the people are not dead. I think people are not dead. They will come back. They have future movies coming out. So this is just a little bye bye for now. So that's what I think. This is the addition to the episode. So another addition, I'm gonna like do the addition thing. I was talking to a friend and I told him that there were like three people, three mains alive. But then he said that all originals were alive. And so I just thought, oh, all originals are alive. I'm not sure about Black Widow, but all originals are alive. And like, this is the dream team. This is it. They're gonna have the first seven Avengers. Hulk is alive. Captain America is alive. Iron Man is alive. Not sure about Black Panther. I'm not sure about Black Widow. That makes it five. Who else is there? Who else is there? Black Widow, Hulk, Thor. Sorry, I'm really bad at this shit. So, Hawkeye, we don't know. I am 1,000,000%, not 1,000,000, but I'm really sure that he will be in Avengers. Not Avengers, but he will be in Ant-Man. So, I think that he should be in Ant-Man, probably. Who else is there? Hulk, Thor. Do we know that Thor is alive or not? Fuck, I need to watch the movie again, bro. Like, I probably some all mains, probably. I don't know, but I'm not sure about Thor and Black Widow, because fuck my memory. And we haven't seen Hawkeye, so Hawkeye will probably be in Ant-Man, and Ant-Man will probably die because they're trying to keep the mains alive. Mains, the goals. I'm just kidding. So I think the main Avengers will probably team up with the main Avengers will team up with Captain Marvel, and boom, you have a good universe. Like, just as it was in the comics, but this time they did the fighting first and then they did that. So